Hey there, this is Sean with Rudy Reels, Greenville's premier film festival. Here with us today are Ken C. and Eric Rogers from the Fine Arts Center.
We're here in the offices of Reedy Reels in downtown Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm pleased to have Eric Rogers from the Fine Arts Center as our guest today for the Reedy Reels radio show. Eric is the head of the film program there at the Fine Arts Center, and they have some great up-and-coming filmmakers there. So tell us a little bit more about what you've been up to, Eric.
For those who don't know, the Fine Arts Center is a high school. It's part of the local public school system, and so we have students from all 14 public high schools in the county, as well as a few from out of county. We have students from private schools, and we have some homeschool students. And the students all have to apply to get into our program. So I get, maybe 80 or so applicants a year, and I take about 20% of those that apply. And so students come in, they learn how to do script writing, how to do editing. Our main program is Final Cut Pro. They learn how to use cameras, lighting, and they end up with a pretty nice collection of films that they've created. So we're always looking for places for them to screen those films once they put all that work into it. So it's great to be here with you today.
Super. My wife and I had a chance to see those last year, and we were impressed. In fact, some of them were so good we showed at the normal Reedy Reels Film Festival at the Peace Center that fall.
That's right. So every year we screen them for the public at the Fine Arts Center, and we'll be doing that this year in about 3 weeks on May 21st at 7 p.m. We'll be screening the best films of the work from this year, and then the following week on the 8th, we'll be screening some of those at the Governor's School with your student film festival that's coming up.
Yes, we're doing something new and even innovative this year. Reedy Reels is sponsoring a student showcase at the Governor's School June 8th, downtown Greenville. We've got two sessions, 5:30 to 7:30, then a half-hour networking to meet other filmmakers and change ideas, and a second session, 8 to 10 o'clock. As you know, we let the students submit for free. They get to come free, and we hope they bring their parents and friends and guests. $10 admission charge just to cover the cost of the evening, and they get a chance to interact and get to see their work on the big screen.
Yeah, I know they're pretty excited about it. And as you mentioned, some students have had their films in your November film festival that takes place at the Peace Center, and that's been a great opportunity for them. And so last year when that occurred, they got to network with various people. I know I met people from all over the country when I was there. And it's a real honor to have their films being screened by you guys, because I've seen a lot of the films, and they're pretty high quality films. There's a lot of really good stuff that I've seen with your festival.
Absolutely. As you know, you go to Sundance, we go to Sundance, we go to the Buford Film Festival, the Tron. It's amazing the amount of talent and those good stories that are being presented. And if we help the young people get the opportunity to develop their work and learn from more experienced folks, we can really build this interesting and profitable jobs in the upstate and make some great movies.
Yeah, well, I know we're looking forward to screening ours, but I understand there's films from other organizations as well that's going to screen at the Governor's School. Is that
yes, right? We've invited some folks from Clemson, from Bob Jones University, and we put it out on social media. So if anyone that has a really good film, go to the Reedy Reels film site, reedyreels.com, and there's a page about the student showcase coming up. What else is going on in the upstate in terms of films? So we got our big festival November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Peace Center, and a kickoff gala. Chris White's working on a feature film, one of our local filmmakers.
Yeah, and I just saw recently that there's actually a series filming down in Charleston. It's called OBX, so it's about the Outer Banks, but it's being filmed in Charleston. I noticed that they were looking for extras last week, so that's going on. So that's good for the state.
Absolutely. There's been some great films made in South Carolina, and we continue to hope to do that. And by the student showcase, your work with the Fine Arts Center, the Governor's School showcase, we can build that next generation of filmmakers. And if they want to apply to the Fine Arts Center, the procedure is?
Yeah, the procedure is to simply go to the website, fineartscenter.net, and fill out the application. It's very simple. It's not very intimidating. That usually takes place starting in November and goes through the middle of January, at which point you would then be invited in for an interview. and I would take a look at your work and then make a decision from there.
Super. So if you would, mark your calendars. June 8th at the Governor's School, 5:30 and then at 8 o'clock. November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and get a chance to meet Eric in person and see some great films, student films, and films from all over the world with the Reedy Reels. Look forward to seeing you in person. Thank you.
Thank you again from everyone here at Reedy Reels. Thank you to our sponsors for their loyalty and support. Reedy Reels is a nonprofit organization and is funded in part by a grant from the Metropolitan Arts Council. To learn more about Reedy Reels or to get involved as a volunteer, visit us online at reedyreels.com.